This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome in, Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty's off for the entire week. He's headed down to our...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Already has headed down to his vacation destination, so he is off all week. It is me, Bob Fesco, along with Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, and we are officially into training camp, my friend. I know you're excited about that. The training camp arrivals started yesterday, and the Chiefs have arrived in St. Joe, and have already there is a flash flood warning in St. Joe, because that's what happens when training camp starts. Of course. Rain starts, the lightning starts, and all of the mess of training camp begins in the rain. So we've got training camp. We got guys reporting yesterday, riveting video that showed up that we were able to see of guys walking into their dorm rooms all over the NFL, not just in St. Joe, but it was all over the NFL yesterday of those dudes walking in. So it's good to have football back. It's exciting because there is a lot going on when it does come to the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll get into all of that as the morning rolls around. And so it's good to be with you, Mac, for the entire week. We're going to have a lot of fun.
This will be great.
I'm really surprised, to be honest with you, didn't start the show with some Coldplay this morning. Because I mean, I know you guys probably talked about it on Friday when we were down at Fesco Fest in Texas and whatnot.
Yeah, I'll have to hear more about that.
Fesco Fest t-shirt here in a second. I've never seen something captivate people like this thing did
over
the weekend. Like, took over bigger than I can't remember the last internet sensation that took over something like this, where everybody was involved, everybody was joking about it, everybody was mocking these people, everybody was having a good time with it. Like, I just can't think of the last thing, and we were trying all weekend. Like, what was the last thing that truly captivated America to the level that this Coldplay thing did, and the CEO and the HR director, you know, hanging out in the booth up there at the Coldplay concert? Like, it has been spectacular to watch the downfall of those two people and to watch everybody in America just kind of jump on board and have fun with this thing, man.
Yes.
I just don't know what it was, but it was really refreshing to see. Play stupid games, get stupid results, or whatever they say, get stupid prizes, however the saying goes. And I don't feel bad for those people at all.
No.
I mean, they get what they deserve, you know, in all of that situation. But from a you know, a watching standpoint, man, it was like Super Bowl Sunday times 10 on social media over the weekend, with every single company, like the Ronald McDonald Wendy's meme that was going around was really good.
Fantastic.
You know, Fred Flintstone with Barney Rubble's wife, and then of course Patrick Mahomes and the referee, which was classic. I sent it to some people in the organization. They were dying. They thought it was great.
You got to be able to laugh at that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You have to laugh at that stuff. If you got mad at the Patrick Mahomes referee meme, then you don't have a sense of humor.
Exactly.
I was dying when I saw that
great.
One. It was so cool to see him, the referee, you know, doing all of that kind of stuff. And so, I mean, there were just some great ones that appeared all weekend long. But, man, I just can't recall something like that captivating the country like we saw all weekend. You couldn't get away from it.
Every baseball game, they do a kiss cam. People be ducking from the camera. You use the word, like, refreshing.
Yeah.
Like, I would say the same. It was really, like, relieving, refreshing, just to, like, see the whole internet be on the same page. There wasn't the one guy be like, well, actually, like, usually you see, like, a big internet thing goes viral. There's one side, then there's the other side, right? And it's kind of these two sides. Which one are you going to pick, sort of thing? Division. None of that. Everyone was together. Everyone was making jokes, making memes, laughing. This has been awesome. Yeah. I don't want it to stop.
No, I don't either. I thought the Philly Fanatics were outstanding. You're right. Every ballpark camera was doing it. They were calling them the Coldplay cams. And like, nobody was shying away from this. It's like, thank goodness we finally, you know, maybe get a little bit of a sense of humor back, you know, in this country. We can have some fun and realize, like, ha ha, Schadenfreude, happiness at the misfortune of others, right? That was Schadenfreude for everybody over the weekend, to see those two dopes and to see those people bail out. And the funny thing about it is, if they just stood there and didn't react, nobody would have ever known. Would have ever known that they were cheating and doing whatever they were doing with each other, you know?
Like, there might have been a friend there at the concert, and it might have gone back. Like, personally, things still may have happened.
Yeah.
Like, within your relationship that got gone poorly, but now you are, like, the whole world knows you. You're an internet meme. You know, biggest travesty in your life is our biggest joke right now. Pretty much. That's what it is. And honestly, like, Coldplay, kind of a win for them, too.
Huge.
Everyone's talking about Coldplay. They're back. I bet their streams and listens are up.
Yep. Huge. Yeah. I was thinking about downloading Coldplay, too.
Yeah. Hey,
let me. You're a big fan, right?
I mean,
Coldplay. Be honest. It's
I would
like some of their songs.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was kind of a, I'm not my generation. Kind of my generation's like Nickelback almost. Didn't realize that. Like people are kind of ashamed to like that. I didn't realize that. I love Coldplay. I think they're great. And I love that the singer that night of that concert, the whole rest of the night, every couple that he showed in the, are you guys a real couple? You know, asking them.
Yep.
It's great, man.
Yeah.
We got a couple texts. Haktua Girl and Harambe the Gorilla. Those are
Harambe thing was huge. That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. But I think people were still kind of divided on the Harambe thing. Like, do you take the gorilla down or do you not take the gorilla down? You take the gorilla down. You're trying to save a kid. You got to take the gorilla down. The interesting thing about this whole, you know, CEO and he's resigning from his job, he clearly disclosed the relationship with HR. I don't really see the problem here. I mean, HR knew exactly what was going on with that relationship. did they not? I mean, clearly HR knew what was going on. They knew what was going on. So I'm like, morally, this guy's, you know, scumbag, right? Like,
for sure.
Cheating on your wife and all that kind of stuff. Legally and all that kind of stuff. I'm not really sure what legally he did that was wrong. Like, wait, we're demanding this guy's job. It was disclosed to HR. They approved it. I mean, so are they supposed to send a memo out to everybody that Bill and Sally Johnson are now dating? Or, I mean, like, I just don't know how that whole situation works. But I was like, hey, he did disclose to HR, so whatever, man. But
I did kind of think that, like, okay, whoa, like, this guy's resigning. And also, it got really big, but...
Yeah,
hey man, F around and find out. I guess
that's exactly
right.
Yeah, you feel bad for the kids. You feel bad for the
families.
Spouses.
Yeah,
the spouse. Unless the spouses already knew that this was going on, but who knows, right? Who knows what the spouses knew and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I hope it really does continue today and into the week. And
it's been fantastic.
Kind of keep this thing going, and something I'm sure will come along on Tuesday or Wednesday that becomes the next, and we all kind of glam onto that. But for one weekend, it was so much fun to just sit around and see the ballpark in, and it wasn't just baseball. The MLS was doing it over the weekend. Baseball was doing it over the weekend. I'm sure the WNBA All-Star Game probably
mixed it in
as well to all of that kind of stuff. And so it was just a spectacular weekend, man. Did you have a good weekend?
it was great. I watched that video probably 3 million times. But yeah, man, just hung out, did a bunch of yard work, got outside, did some stuff. Yeah, it was great.
Good. Glad you had a good one. Because now it's a sprint, dude. It like really is.
We're at the
time of year where everybody starts to get excited, where everybody starts to say, okay, the calendar is now officially flipped. You lose 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. It's time to kind of move on a little bit in life and see, you know, what's going on with the football side of things, and dudes are reporting to training camp and everybody's really, really excited about that. Hopefully we don't have this.
Well, again, we hope it gets a little bit more competitive, because like a girl's trip to Cancun right now, there's no need. It's a 22-point game.
Unbelievable. One of the most unbelievable moments of announcing that I think any of us have ever seen. That's Ellie Duncan from ESPN, or Elle Duncan from ESPN, talking about what was going on in that game. Like, very inappropriate, I thought. And I'm not a prude at all.
No,
but
you're
not. Like, for ESPN to run something like that, that's what ESPN was kind of fighting against for the last 10 years, right? Like this is totally not what ESPN has kind of portrayed themselves. I mean, I listen to that. I'm like, I don't know, man. That's pushing it a little bit far for me. I don't know if there's going to be any fallout from that one.
Well, what about Pat McAfee? Because
he beats to his own drum on ESPN. But I think ESPN's kind of realizing, like, this is what people want too.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of want normal, right?
I think it's hard for them to have their highest paid, you know, vaulted employee and kind of let the rest of the network work to different rules. I think it'd be a hard standard to set. So I don't really know how they kind of toe that line. I do think he gets more leash, and he should.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, like you're saying, like, I think the sports world, like we've talked about on the show for a long time, is kind of transitioning to an entertainment universe and having fun and kind of realizing the brevity of all this.
The fact that
it's not that serious.
It really isn't. I mean, we'll get into it all morning long about, you know, athletes and whatnot taking it to that next level when it comes to the entertainment side of things. But, you know, it's interesting to me, because in basketball, there's one, you know, complaint that everybody has that doesn't apply to any other sport. They don't play defense, right? No matter what level of basketball it is, where's defense? Like, Hardo Sports Guy is always like, they don't play defense in the NBA, which is a total lie, right? It's a total lie.
Yes.
But in every game, we've created rules to make offense better, right? To basically eliminate the defense. We see it every 10 minutes in the NFL. What is baseball doing? Speeding up the pitch clock, trying to get more pitches in, trying to create more offense, ghost runners, you know, all that kind of stuff that they're doing to try to make the game more offensively exciting. We see it all the time in the NFL. And so it's just funny to me that in basketball, at every level, whether it's the WNBA, the NBA, college basketball, everybody sits around and complains that there's no defense.
No defense.
But no other sport. No other sport do we sit around and complain about no defense being, you know, in the game. Well, there's no defense in football. There's no defense in baseball. Nobody complains about that. We want offense, 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 it's offense. True. And then basketball gives it to us, and people are, there's just no defense. They don't play defense. I don't understand this. They don't play defense.
That's so true. It's a great point because you usually complain the opposite with the other sports.
Yeah. Not enough offense.
Not enough,
Chiefs didn't score 30. Okay, there's 11 other guys that are paid out there. Yeah. They're trying to stop them, too.
It was still a great game, 21-20. Like, this came to them. Yeah, not enough scoring. Their drives were slow. Yeah. Not enough first downs. Too much punting.
Not enough deep balls. We need to see more offense. More offense. More offense, right?
There was great tackling. There was fantastic defense. A pass was knocked down. They're looking at it the other way.
Right.
You know, whereas on basketball, like, three-pointers were made. They had a great drive. You see that dunk? Like, nope, no defense.
No defense.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. Like, that was the moment for me where I went, what are we doing here? Why does the basketball fan always complain about that? But every other sports fan's like, no, we don't want defense. We want to eliminate the defense from, you know, from the sport. So it's just it's really an interesting way to kind of look about all of that. You know, to me, I thought that was kind of interesting, and that was my takeaway. Like, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of what she had to say, but also I look at it and I say, hey, here's the deal. This is where we are right now with ESPN. I talked to some people up there over the weekend, and they were laughing about it. People in management were laughing about her saying that.
Okay, good.
I don't think there's going to be any kind of fallout or anything like that, which, again, I'm fine with. It was just like, it was a shock when you heard it, right?
It is. It absolutely is. There were some people who had trouble hearing it, so I'll play it one more time for them.
Well, again, we hope it gets a little bit more competitive because, like, a girl's trip to Cancun right now, there's no dean. It's a 22-point game for team call.
Girl.
Yeah, you got to play the sound over there today because my computer doesn't, for whatever reason, across the stream or whatever the case may be. But, so that's that was Ellie Duncan from ESPN over the weekend. So a lot going on, a lot happening right now when it comes to the Chiefs, a lot happening right now when it comes to the NFL. Coming up, they signed one. We'll tell you who's next when it comes to signing up all the young guys for the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan.
Well, we're living here in Brettfeeds Town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays, we need more parades. And we're living here in Brettfeeds Town. Living here in Brettfeeds Town.
Big day yesterday for the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, from the text line. I didn't realize how much I missed that song already from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Yeah, well, it is Brettfeeds Town, man. Big news, big moments, big signing over the weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs. We went out there and signed George Karloftis to a long-term deal. That four-year contract for George Karloftis is awesome for the Kansas City Chiefs to do that, because you know what that does? It locks up one of your great young players who, I mean, you know, we sat here and talked to Matt McMullen of KCChiefs.com last week, and he said, you know, this is a guy he expects to have like 14 sacks next season, and he's a big cornerstone for what we are doing here in Kansas City.
I think George is going to have a 14 sack season.
Yeah, there it is. George Karlaftis, a 14-sack season.
That'd be great.
Is what Matt Mullen said last week here on the show. And look, I think this is a brilliant move by the Kansas City Chiefs. The sooner that you can lock up your young guys and the sooner you can lock up the players that you want around, the better it is for everybody. Let's take it from a human standpoint, you know, for a second here, because I think all of us have been in those situations at work, right? Whether you're under a contract or you're not under a contract, wondering what the future holds, right? It's something that you don't want weighing on your mind. It's something that you don't want to have to think about ever. You want to know that when you go to work every day, you've got peace of mind and everything is going to be taken care of. You can go out there and do your job better when you're not thinking about what the future may be. Does this company want me around anymore? What do they think of me? All of that kind of stuff. It's human nature to worry about that, right? We all borrow trouble. We all think about stuff that we don't really need to be thinking about. And when we do that, it gets in the way of what we're really supposed to be thinking about. And George Karlaftis, going into this season, was probably starting to think about, am I going to be here long term? Getting ready with that fifth-year option. I've been here for a while now. Are they going to make a commitment to me? And by doing this before the start of training camp, that now allows George Karlaftis to go out there this season and play free and clear. He doesn't have to worry about going out there and being perfect on every single play. He doesn't have to worry about going out there and making an impact on every single play because he's feeling like if he doesn't, he's not going to have the opportunity to be a member of this team. They may not want him. They have taken all of that away from George Karlaftis. And when you remove that kind of doubt from somebody's mind and you show that you're committed to them, man, what a better job that employee or that football player or baseball player is going to do for your organization. You've taken that big stressor away. And regardless if it's $70 million or $700,000 or $70,000, we all in life want to know that we're wanted. We all want to know that we're going to be taken care of, and we all want to know the place that we're going every day believes in us. And that's what the Chiefs did this weekend, yesterday, whenever it came down, with George Karlaftis. They told him, we believe in you, we want you around, we're going to remove this kind of shadow of a doubt of what the future may hold, and now, dude, you can just go out there and play. And I'm excited to watch George Karlaftis unplugged go out there and dominate on defense this season.
Me too, man. And there's kind of two ways of thinking that we talk about the contract, you're being undefeated, which is true, right? There's truth to that. But there's also players who that can really, you know, cause anxiety and actually kind of heed their success rather than push it forward and emphasize them. I think Karlaftis is one of those guys who's now going to be able to, like you said, just be carefree and go. And this was a guy who we talked about, you know, if McMullen's right, and he has that 14, 15 sack number.
Yeah.
This $16 million a year, which really, let's say 23.25 max total he can make, 23 a year, man, it'd be over 10. That'd be 33 probably a year if he had a 14-15 sack season this year. This is a huge pay cut. If Karlaftis is the guy that we think he can be, or maybe some of you already think he is, then this is a slam dunk value deal for Brett Veach. If George Karlaftis, you know, with now a healthy defensive line around him and some added depth to that defensive line as well to maybe help Karlaftis have some production, if he were able to do that and really kind of solidify himself in that tier three edge of pass rushers, which he's kind of already been in already, then, yeah, man, he's going to be being paid less than guys like Jared Verse, Aiden Hutchinson, Micah Parsons, Kayvon Thibodeau, Jalen Phillips, Nolan Smith. All these guys, younger guys, a lot of them, are set to get paid here in the next year or so. Brett Veach said, I think you're about to have a really good season on a really solid, deep defense as a young guy who's learned so much from both our coaches and Tom Bahali and the likes. Let's pay you now. Let's make you happy. Let's make me happy. Let's lock you up. Great young player drafted in the first round. This is a win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Huge.
It's a huge win. And it really is just another, you know, feather in the cap of Brett Veach to get this done because it just kind of flew under the radar, right? They got Trey Smith signed the other day. And then all of a sudden yesterday, hey, here's the deal for George Karlaftis. It's getting done. And even if he doesn't go out there and get you 14 sacks, you're still locking up a player that you value. And there's something to be said for that. You identify the players that you want to build your organization around. And what they're telling us now, as we continue to see players age out, whether it be Travis Kelce potentially after this season, Chris Jones in a year or two, start to age out, get to that point where they're no longer, you've got to find that new core of your team. And they're showing us right before our eyes who they believe the next core is to go along with Patrick Mahomes. Because in sports, no matter what team you are, right, whether it's baseball or football, basketball, you need that core group of guys, and then you build around them, right? When the Yankees were running, you know, roughshod over the, you know, the league in the 90s, they had the core four, they called it Jeter, Posada, Bernie Williams, and, you know, Andy Pettit, right? That was Mariano Rivera, whoever you wanted to throw in there for that kind of that core four. And people came and went, but that core always remained. It was like Moose and Haas and Gordo and Kane and Eske. You had that core, and then you build out from around that core. And now the Chiefs are saying, our core is getting old, man, so we got to develop this new core of players that are going to be kind of our guys that we build, the pillars, I guess you could say, of the organization. Trey Smith, Patrick Mahomes, George Karlaftis, and they'd love to get Trent McDuffie signed before the start of training camp. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen before the start of training camp, because Trent McDuffie is one of those guys who wants to be paid, you know, the top tier, and he should be paid the top tier. And when you're dealing with a top tier contract, a top tier player like Trent McDuffie, those deals are a lot harder to get done.
Yeah.
You know, you look at a guy like George, he was a mid to high type of deal. He was never going to be the highest paid defensive end in the NFL, right? He was going to be kind of that middle of the pack paid defensive end. So it's easier to get a deal done like that when you're not looking at a guy who should be paid to be the best in the NFL, right? And Trent McDuffie may say, hey, I want to play out this season. I want to see what happens. Or he may just say, you know what? I just want to be here long term. Let's get the best deal done that we can get done now so I don't have to worry about that this season. So I know they're efforting to get Trent McDuffie done. They'd love to get Trent McDuffie done in the next couple of days. It's going to be a little bit harder, in my opinion, to get that deal done than it was to get the George Karlaftis deal done. Because Trent's probably one of the top two or three cornerbacks in the National Football League right now.
Easily. Yeah, top one in my mind. And I think when you talk about the cornerback contracts, just going to be all down to guarantees. You know, I think McDuffie, like you said, he's going to want that title, right? The highest paid. And he deserves that title. He's a first-team all-pro corner. He can do inside, outside, a great tackler. He's at everything and more that Spagnuolo has asked of him in his 3 years here. It's about the guarantees. So if he wants the 30.2 a year, that's fine. Sauce Gardner's getting like, it's something like in the 60s guaranteed. The next highest paid corner, as far as, I think it's Derek Stingley, is like in the 40s for guaranteed money. It's like a $15 million difference as far as the first to second highest with guaranteed money for the defensive backs. It's a huge, huge gap. So if they can get McDuffie in the mid-40s, high-40s, low-50s kind of guaranteed money and stay away from that 60s area, I think that's going to be the number to really pay attention to when you look at Trent McDuffie. But they now have the opportunity to really lock in and focus on that and maybe have some more future money to use because they got this Karlaftis deal done at such a good value. I really think, I mean, because some of the Twitter kind of went crazy with George Karlaftis yesterday, like, ooh, the 10th highest paid edge rusher. Is he a top 10 edge? I don't know.
But that's not the way
it works. That's not the way this works. We've talked about this, and I just mentioned Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Verse, Micah Parsons, Trey Hendrickson.
Before long, he won't be a top 20 paid.
Exactly. In the next year and a half, exactly, yeah. Bob. That's what we're saying. And so it's just like, when you look at this, you're going to pay George Karlaftis, you know, when it's all said and done after incentives, probably like $18 million a year. Damn, dude, that's half of what some of the guys I just mentioned are going to end up getting paid legitimately.
Yeah.
So I think this is a huge, huge sell. And honestly, like Karlaftis, a down year, I think, to our standards of George Karlaftis last season. But man, what was it, his third year in the NFL? Mm-hmm. This is a guy who's getting better. He's 26 years old. I can speak of his 27-year-old guy. Hey, man, we're out here. We're working. We're improving. We're refining our craft. So I think Karlaftis is going to do the same thing here, man. I'm excited. I'm really pumped. This is a great value deal. And McDuffie, that has got, like you said, that's got to be the next priority. But we're living here in Brett Veach town, baby. He'll get it done.
No, and that's the thing. When the Chiefs want to get something done, when they want a player to remain in their organization, they get it done, and they sign the right players too, right? There hasn't been anybody since Brett Veach has taken over as general manager that you look at and you say they got into a bad contract with that guy. All of the bad contracts took place before Brett Veach took over as general manager, and I know I've said that a lot, but we continue to push that envelope forward and continue to say this guy doesn't get into bad deals where we're looking as fans, oh my God, how many more years do we have of this? Can we get out of this deal? You know, all that kind of stuff that we've talked about over the years with players. Oh, this is handcuffing us. Like, and I know it's baseball, but that Ian Kennedy deal that the Royals had years ago, like that was handcuffing the organization.
Yeah.
And we were counting down the days to get out of the Ian Kennedy deal, right? And so everybody wanted out of that. Brett Veach hasn't had one of those deals where you're looking and you go, God, how do we get out of this thing? This was a bad deal that was signed by the general manager. They identify the right people, they sign the right people, and they move forward and they're creating that new core. I love what's going on right now.
I mean, even at the very beginning of that Mahomes deal, like, you paid Mahomes how much?
Yeah,
what?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, my, 10 years, 500. Oh, wait, that's like one of the better deals in the NFL now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, he's ahead of the curve, right? Mm-hmm. And so we always look to who Brett Veach is drafting, who Brett Veach is signing to kind of figure out, okay, what's next? Where is this dynasty headed?
Right.
In what direction? And I didn't think, you know, if you asked me a week ago, and I think you probably did, if I thought Karlaftis was going to be here, I would have said, heck no, man, this is it. Karlaftis is done. Karlaftis going to have a solid season, and then his value is going to be upwards of $25, $30 million a year, and the Chiefs aren't going to do that. But lo and behold, they get a really good deal done that's around 23 max, but probably going to be in that high teens, and that is just a great value deal for what is a really good, what could be a great pass rusher. We don't know yet.
We don't know yet. And again, as you mentioned, you're the same age as that guy, and you don't know who you are yet in your career, right?
Exactly.
But again, you have a lot longer than George Karlaftis. He, he got to identify himself in the next 4 years or it's over. You know, like there's no waiting game.
No,
for George Karlaftis or anything like that. The other thing that happened over the weekend was the WNBA All-Star Game, and you know, wearing the shirts that the WNBA players were wearing, pay us what you owe us, basically, I think is what it said, right? If I'm not mistaken. From the shirts they were wearing on Saturday night, and I look at that and I think these folks that participate in the WNBA, the girls that participate in the WNBA, are underpaid. I don't disagree with that at all, and they do need to be paid more. Mm-hmm. But it's a building process with this league right now. This is the first time in 30 years that the WNBA has been a mainstream sport, right? It's the first time they got a real great TV deal. They got arguably the greatest American athlete right now, and Caitlin Clark is the showpiece of the league. Everybody loves her. She drives the ratings. I mean, I was looking at the rating numbers with Caitlin Clark, without it's drastically different. I don't know. In my lifetime, other than Tiger Woods, have I seen one athlete make such a difference for a league like Caitlin Clark did? I'll go even back further. I think Magic and Bird had that kind of impact. Jordan picked up the water and ran with it and took off with what Magic and Bird started. Tiger Woods had that effect on golf, and we're seeing that effect right now in the WNBA. The problem is, though, the WNBA has got a lot of momentum right now. Just like baseball does, and I'll caution both of them, do not have a work stoppage. Do not have a work stoppage because you're mad about the money that you're making at this moment in time. I am very confident with that new TV deal they signed with ESPN, with the attendance increases, with the expansion of this league, with expansion fees, the money is going to come. And we in life want things yesterday, right? You and I were kind of talking before the show about your yard and all this stuff. You're like, I just want it to look good yesterday. I want my house to be nice yesterday. Yes. Like, we want everything to already be in place. We don't wait for things anymore. And I think the WNBA is in a spot right now where everybody knows they need to be paid more. I didn't see the need to wear those T-shirts in that game on Saturday to let everybody know they need to be paid more. We all know they need to be paid more. But when the new collective bargaining agreement comes up, that's when you negotiate that kind of stuff. Don't negotiate in the public. Fans don't want that kind of stuff. No matter what the WNBA players are making or Major League Baseball players are making, we view them as professional athletes that are making more than we will ever make in our lifetimes, right? And I know that's not the case for the WNBA. They're severely underpaid.
Yeah.
But the perception of sports is athletes make all of this money. And I thought that was a bad look for the WNBA to wear those shirts, because we know when this new collective bargaining agreement and the negotiations take place, they are going to get more money because they've deserved more money, because they're now making money for the NBA and for the WNBA. They're going to get their share. I just don't like when players go out there and start kind of demanding that money. I think it falls on deaf ears.
Yeah, I can see both sides. I think I think from a perception standpoint, yeah, people can perceive that as a negative thing, go, I don't really like that, keep that in-house. But I would say, I mean, I kind of like that they're united. I kind of like that they're on a same page, right? We see leagues struggle with that.
I don't think football and baseball players are united right now.
No, not at all. They're not even and with the NFL, it's like, do you even know what's going on? Are you even aware that a CBA is being negotiated? Are you voting on these things? At least with this WNBA, it looks like this league is really in tune and in touch with what's going on. And they know that they need more money. And that's probably because they're more in touch because they're not making the money, right? NFL players are like, yeah, all right, whatever. I'm making millions of dollars, right? Even though that stuff still really matters. But yeah, I think they should get paid their worth. And I think we're in the same boat there. But I think some people are kind of confused as to why that is. But I mean, ticket sales are increasing. The TV deal is going to be huge. It's going to be big. You mentioned expansion. And it's not just games, not just teams. It's not just like the Fever or games that show Caitlin Clark that are selling tickets. Other stadiums, other teams in Golden State, they're selling out a lot of nights and selling a lot of tickets in that stadium. So I think it's time for these players to be making more money. I'm okay with them making a stance about it, honestly, because what was one of the biggest topics in sports and really in entertainment this weekend, it was the WNBA and their CBA and kind of finding out, I think for a lot of people, me included, okay, why do they deserve more money? Oh, okay, revenue's gone up. Here's the TV deal, league expansion. Wow, okay, I'm in. Let's go.
Right.
Kind of thing. So it's, for me, I'll take it as a net positive.
Right. And what I'm looking at as well is that you can't just flip that switch today, right? You can't just, you know, say, okay, we need to be paid more. There are bargaining agreements. There are labor deals that all of the league's players and owners agree to. And when they expire, then you can say, okay. But with the momentum that the WNBA has and the momentum that baseball has right now, both of those sports have unprecedented momentum, in my opinion. Right?
I agree.
Like baseball right now is on such a heater.
They're killing it.
Oh, my God, baseball.
It's insane.
I mean, baseball is on such a heater right now. The WNBA is on a heater right now. Don't mess it up with labor. Because if you do and you don't play and you strike or you lock out, fans are going to walk away. They just are because they don't have the time for that. Yeah. And there's other entertainment options as well. And so what I fear is that while the WNBA does deserve to make more money when the new collective bargaining agreement comes around, because it's a different league than when they signed the first, you know, the recent, you know, collective bargaining agreement, you don't want to cut your nose off to spite your face, right? You don't want to sit there and get nasty in negotiations in the public. And I'm talking to baseball as well. Do your negotiations behind the closed doors, because the American human, I guess the American,
yeah,
we don't understand. We just don't. And we can't see billionaires fighting with millionaires over, you know, this money. And again, the WNBA, not millionaires, a lot of the players, but that's still the perception that they're professional athletes. And
of course,
they don't want for anything, you know?
Yeah, these are people making less than a lot of our listeners, right? Less than a lot of just regular everyday people. And that's probably not okay. That's not okay for the majority of these athletes. That's not okay. I think the 816 says, when I'm not profitable, I get fired. I would say that's fair, and I think that's true for most every employer / employee in the United States. Yeah. I would just say the difference is, and I think we talked about this a little bit over text, is I think for athletes it's about revenue, not about profit. And the WNBA, for the first time in a long time, maybe ever, is generating revenue.
And I think that's the key word, though. You said for the first time ever. And nobody expected the WNBA to be where it is 2 years ago, right? 2 years ago, nobody expected this. It was a league that nobody really paid much attention to.
It was a dumpster fire.
And then Caitlin Clark got involved. Angel Reese got involved. Yep. I mean, you know, all of these players that we're seeing now becoming household names, and people are paying attention to the WNBA, and that's great, and they will make more money, but it comes with time. It's patience. And again, I know everybody wants everything today, but when they sit down at the bargaining table after, what, 26, I think is when this is up, they got one more year, right? When they sit down at the bargaining table after next season, then the players can say, hey, look at all the money you're making right now. It's time to return some of that to us. And I think a lot of leagues have like a 50-50 rev share split between the owners. And like, I think baseball's 51-49, but that fluctuates depending on what the year is. 1 year the players get more, 1 year, or actually that's the NBA. 1 year the players get more, 1 year owners get more, 1 year. And I think baseball may be looking at doing something similar to that, or, you know, wanting to do something similar to that. But that's where you negotiate this stuff. You negotiate it behind the closed doors, get that right, and move forward. Don't do anything from a labor standpoint in the public eye because it just doesn't fly in professional sports. And I don't want the WNBA to lose their momentum and baseball to lose their momentum because they're negotiating in public and most of America goes, screw that.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, exactly. Check out. No, I think you're probably right about a lot of that. And you mentioned the 50-50 revenue share. That's a great number to bring up because WNBA is at 9 right now, to kind of add some context to all this. That's what they're fighting for. 9% revenue share, 91 for the league and those owners and everything. So they're fighting for, a third. Mm-hmm. Give us something. Give us some piece of this pie.
And in the owner's defense, up until the last couple of years, they needed to take that money to subsidize the league, to keep the league going. And they did all that. But now it's time to return that money to the players, right? Yeah. Now it's time in the next agreement saying, we're not on the same page anymore. This is not your mom's WNBA. This is not your dad's WNBA. This is our WNBA. And we got people watching. We got expansion teams, people paying big money, fighting to get expansion franchises.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? Like, legitimately fighting. Like, Patrick Mahomes got turned down for a WNBA franchise, right? Like, what the heck, man? Like, so everybody's loving the league. Everybody wants to be part of this league right now. Don't kill your momentum. Don't kill your momentum. Coming up here, the Chiefs are moving into the dorms. What was the weirdest thing you saw in the dorms when you were in college? We'll discuss that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, one player got paid, and there's another one across the parking lot who wants to get paid. We'll tell you about that coming up at 7 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. And, we'll get to that coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll also talk to Vern coming up at 8:20 this morning, talk a little bit about what's going on with the boys in blue and a really lost weekend. You lose two out of three of the Marlins. I mean, that's embarrassing. You can't do that. It really, that's one of the worst teams in baseball. You can't go down there and put on a show like that and expect to be a playoff team. But, they still have an opportunity, but it's dwindling by the day. I was at Fesco Fest over the weekend, as you know, Matt. And a lot of Cayman Jacks were involved with one of the guests.
Oh, those are great.
You think so?
You don't like those?
Too sweet.
Too sugary?
Just too sugary.
I couldn't drink
me.
That many of them.
Well, somebody had 17. and wondered why it was like he was tired. I don't understand the situation. But too sweet, The older I get, the more and more I'm just like, just give me if I can get some Snapple iced tea and vodka or Surfside iced tea, I'm good with that, man.
Yes.
The sweetness is just something I'm out. I'm just, I've never been a real sweet drinker.
That's fair.
One of those whiskey sours or, stuff like that. I've just never been a big kind of sour mix type of guy. So Cayman Jack's canned margaritas, I look at that and I go, that's a heartburn waiting to happen right there. But, I didn't do 17 of them. But so we went down, somewhere down in Texas, as it says in my shirt, for Fesco Fest and, third annual. Next year's the fourth annual Fesco Fest. We're thinking about making this a traveling road show and doing these all over the country, and, selling T-shirts like that and giving them to the CU and the Major Leagues Foundation or whoever we want to give them to. But so we're talking over the weekend and having a good time. I hope everybody had a great weekend. It was, I guess, rainy here over the weekend a little bit. This day today, if you haven't been outside yet, stay inside. Mac and I both talked about how we got in the car and broke out in full sweats this morning. It is nasty out there today. Like, it is thicker than whatever they say, soup or something like that. Like, it is thick and nasty and just... Ugh,
it's gross.
Just kind of brings you down.
Yes,
and I looked at Mac, I go, your sinus is bothering you? He goes, yeah. I go, yeah, me too. We kind of got the same thing going on right now where it's just right there. It's
gunky.
And you just got to kind of go through the process of doing all of that. So I would not want to be on a practice field today.
Could you imagine,
like, this right now is that weather that the players absolutely hate.
Yeah.
But it's also the weather where they look back in December and go, days like today, what made a Super Bowl champion, right? Today is when you start to prepare you know, to win that Super Bowl. And when practice gets underway, I'm sure we'll start to see stuff that they're putting in for the Chargers and for the Eagles and a lot of this stuff.
It's today.
Yeah, because a lot of times you hear these players say, we didn't realize we were doing this in July and August, getting ready for this game in December. You know, like there's all sorts of stuff, Easter eggs that Andy hides in training camp and whatnot, that are going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk to Tammy Reed tomorrow at 9:30. The head coach's wife will join us at 9:30 tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan. So it'll be fun to get kind of Tammy's perspective on training camp and what's going on with her. And she's got a great, unbelievable opportunity to win one of the coolest prizes I've ever seen with the Westport Historical Society. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow at 9:30 and an opportunity for you to really get an opportunity to meet Andy and all this kind of stuff. So you need to be looking forward to that coming up at 9:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so it's just nasty out there right now. That's and so gross. All these guys are moving into training camp dorms, up in St. Joe. And I was thinking yesterday, you've been to college, you've been to a camp, you've been to something like that. What's kind of the grossest, crudest, maybe weirdest thing that you experienced in dorm life? Now, I never lived in the dorms. I lived in the fraternity house all 4 years. Same type of thing.
I was about to say, maybe even more.
Look. Same type of stuff that we all saw go down.
And so you got to live there freshman year too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
It was great. Never had to spend a minute in the
dorms.
Damn,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic, I guess. For me it was. It was the best thing that I ever did. And so you see different walks of life, different people, things go on. And so, I go back and think about some of the fun stuff that we used to do. Like we used to get, on top of people with a flashlight in bed and turn that flashlight on, right? And scream train and shake them and wake them up. And they look up and they think a train's coming right out. Like the amount and the reaction of people when we used to do yes. that to them and just sneak into their room, train! Ah! scare the bejesus out of them. Always love doing that. Another thing that I love doing is when somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do early in the morning, plug it in the vacuum, throwing it in their room, turning it on and closing the door, waking them up with the vacuum. We also used to put like Limburger cheese in the vents for people's rooms and make it stink and things of that nature. We were ruthless to each other. We were absolutely, and we love each other to this day. That's the thing, yeah. Right? You love each other, but you were ruthless to each other because you don't really pick on the people you don't love, right? So
it's true.
You kind of go back and forth and do all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we had all kinds of strange stuff that goes on. What's some of the weirdest stuff that you saw in college?
Oh man, it sounds way more normal than you. Puke, sex, things like that. Door open and people doing random stuff, things like that. But
yeah.
For the text line, sophomore year at UCM, I picked some wildflowers for a gal I was crushing on. Turns out those flowers were loaded with ants, and it ended up being a weeks long infestation and lost love opportunity. That's hilarious. Wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was not an opportunity that you were able to capitalize on.
Nope.
But, I was talking to some folks with the organization, and they're moving into those dorms. I'm just like, God, I really feel bad that you guys are going up there for this training camp. Because no matter how nice the dorms are, it's still the dorms. It's still not your bed. It's still not, your house. It's still not where you want to be. But this is one of those things that the organization has used since Andy Reid has got here as a reason why they win championships. It's a reason why, and probably one of the biggest reasons why they win these championships, because they're able to go out there, bond together as a team, fight through this nasty weather that we're looking at today.
Yeah.
And go out there and get better and stronger, not just from a physical standpoint. This makes them mentally tougher. When you're there in December or January and you have 13 seconds left on the clock, that's nothing compared to what's going on at training camp in this weather, right? It's supposed to be nasty for the next week from a heat standpoint, heat warnings, all that kind of stuff. It's going to make these guys so much mentally tougher than maybe everybody else in the NFL, because most of the organizations, with the exception of four, don't have training camps like this anymore. They all go to their facility, do their thing, and they go home at night, right?
Yep.
The Chiefs go up there, and it's summer camp for the Kansas City Chiefs. And if I'm another organization, as much as I don't like that style of training camp anymore because I think the dorms stink, but that's just my opinion, you can't argue with the results. And if I was another team, I'd be saying, you know what? The Chiefs are doing it, and so are we. Go find a college. We're going away for training camp,
What do they do differently than us? Okay, well, this is one of the few things that they do, and it's substantially different. And makes you lock in, right? There's no excuses. Like when it's a 9 to 5, you can kind of coast for a few hours because you know you're going back home to your family or whatever it may be, or I'm going to go hang out with a friend tonight. Like, you're in St. Joe. Like, you're going back to your roommate. You're going back to the dorm room. You're waking up the next day. You're watching film. You're practicing. You're doing 2-a-days. This is the stuff,
man. Eating a lot,
man,
of chicken.
Yes, this is the stuff. You know, down double digits in every game in the playoffs. You never think you're out of it. You've been through that adversity, right? 10-0 last year in one score games. You know you're not out of it. You know that you've done 2-a-days. You know you've been out in 110 degree heat, sweating your you know what off, and
balls.
You're ready to go. So, yeah, man, it's really cool to see that the Chiefs have stayed consistent. Andy Reid specifically has stayed consistent and true to his process, and yeah, it works.
It really does, man. There's no arguing with it. You know, there's just no arguing with it at all. And I know the players hate it, and it probably will turn, you know, into fights and whatnot because of being so hot mentally,
yes,
you know, taxing on everybody. But they'll all appreciate it when it's all said and done. You know, they'll all appreciate it when, you know, December rolls around and they're fresh and they're healthy and they're mentally better than everybody else out there in the NFL. So I'm excited about kind of the start of training camp and where we are kind of headed, you know, with this organization. Because I think after the Karlaftis signing, obviously Trent McDuffie's going to be next. This team is doing such cool things over the last week that really I don't think any of us expected, including those inside the organization, because there were some who didn't think that Trey Smith deal was ever going to get done and he'd be playing on the franchise tag. They got that deal done long-term. They got George Karlaftis done long-term. They're starting to kind of assemble everything for that next turnover, that next generation of Kansas City Chiefs football players. It's a fun time,
yes,
to be a Chiefs
fan. Vibes are high.
Yeah,
yes,
really
they,
high right
they really
now.
Are. 785, the pair room next to us didn't get along, even though they were on the baseball team together. One day I heard a big commotion. They were in a fight. I guess one of them took a dump in the other guy's pillowcase.
Ew. What the hell was that?
That's disgusting. There you go.
Oh my goodness.
Let's hope that's not happening in St. Joe.
Yeah, I don't, but there was a player who kept clogging the toilets and he played defensive line a couple of years ago. And the only reason I remember, I can't tell you what the guy's name was, but after the season he signed with the Packers and somebody in Green Bay or Milwaukee called and says, "Hey, can you come on and talk about this guy and what he did for the Chiefs?" I'm like, "I don't know anything about this guy," right? So I forget who it was. I'm sure the text line will work.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Remember it, because Chris Jones said it. So-and-so's just clogging all the toilets up there at training camp. And so that's all I could tell the folks in Milwaukee and Green Bay. I'm like, I don't really know much about this guy other than he's clogging the toilets. So you know that's going to be a deal up there at training camp. Most likely guy to clog the toilet,
yep,
right? You know, because that's definitely going to happen. So coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, one guy got paid and another guy across the parking lot wants to get paid. We'll tell you who next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.